Those of you who know me well will get a kick out of this first part of the story. A number of years ago, for some reason, I was flipping through channels on TV and I landed on QVC, which is just, I just hate the whole thing. But I sat there watching it and I got caught up in the sale for one of the products. It was a bread making machine. I mean, they talked about how easy it was to use, and they, you know, raved about how good the bread was and all the other things you could use it to make and to do in the kitchen. And I came within an eyelash of ordering a bread machine. And then I thought, I don't cook. And I'd rather buy bread than make it. I certainly eventually realized I did not want to give up one moment of my time or effort to make something I could just buy. There just didn't seem to be any point in it. The ultimate product was not worth my giving up anything of myself. Sometimes we want the final product. We want the thing to be created. But we can't bring ourselves to do the work to make it happen. And sometimes I'm afraid we slip into that mode when it comes to helping God distribute the bread of life to God's people. We have a story today in the Gospels where Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He didn't want a bread-making machine either. He said this to test him, for he knew himself what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. This is a very familiar story in the Gospels, in the church world, this miracle of the loaves and the fishes. Our impression, at least my impression all these years, is that Jesus took a few little things and he multiplied them into enough to feed everyone. And it comes across almost as a magic trick. Look, we only have these few loaves and now we have enough for everyone. Sometimes I wonder, though, if the miracle, and it would be an even greater miracle in our culture today, if the miracle was that people shared what they already had, not only with Jesus, but with the dirty, tired, hungry people sitting beside them on that hillside. Jesus knows the human heart. Jesus knows that if a heart is filled with fear of not having enough, it cannot fathom giving anything away. Perhaps the miracle was in what the people did to get past the fear in their hearts. Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. So is the moral of the story, or the lesson of the story, about making more? Or is it about making do with less by sharing what we already have? We have the smallest little resources here. We have a young boy who brought his lunch, probably put together by his mother that morning. We have two very small characters whose names we never know in Scripture. But somehow, in the hands of God, that little boy's lunch turns into enough to feed thousands. He got past his fear of whether he would have enough to eat and said, "Here's what I have," and it multiplied in the hands of Jesus. Being party to such miracles, requires us to yield, to give of ourselves, no matter how little we think we have, how little we think our contribution will mean. The yielding in this part took place in the boy who gave up his meal, his food, and in the crowd. Jesus said, make the people sit down. If they were sitting down together, they could see the other person better, they could relate to one another, and it's really hard to shove somebody out of the way if you're sitting down. They had to give of themselves in small ways, and because they did, thousands were filled with the bread of life. The more I read this story, the more I think that it is much less about more bread, and that is much more about having less fear. All of us have our resources, small though they may seem at some times. And we can do what I thought about doing with the bread machine. We can put ourselves into it and put our effort into it, or we can just make the decision to buy, to do whatever is expedient, to avoid inconveniencing our schedules and priorities, just because somebody else is hungry. But if we can give a little something of ourselves, we help God multiply the loaves to make bread to feed the people. But we have to be willing to give of ourselves. And again, I don't mean simply giving up more of our money. I mean for us to involve ourselves with the people around us. To help Jesus make and distribute the bread of life, we have to be willing to see the person sitting next to us on that hillside as part of God and part of ourselves. We don't do it to earn points. That great font of spiritual wisdom, Harry S. Truman, once said, "It is amazing what you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the credit." If we don't need credit to convince ourselves of our worth, we can love one another without fear, and we can hand over what we have, meager as it may seem, to help God feed others. When God's Spirit is invoked, we can open our satchels and our backpacks, and most of all, our hearts, to see that the others do not go hungry. We are all well aware of the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. We know of that story. Perhaps we have always assumed that Jesus took bread, blessed it, and made it into more so that it could feed more. But maybe Jesus didn't provide more bread. Maybe he made them willing to share something of themselves, to sit down with other people, to take time to be part of a community, part of the body of Christ, where we use our small lunch provisions to feed not just ourselves, but our neighbors. These are tasks we are called to as a church. Where are we to get food to feed all these people? From within ourselves, using gifts already given to us by God. We don't need a new bread-making machine, but we do need the courage and the humility and the compassion to use what we already have within us and to put it generously into God's hands. I don't think the story of the loaves and the fishes is about more bread at all. I think it is about less fear. Amen.